Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson of UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Diane Anderson online with me, and she has a new book, and it's called When Your Greatest Weakness Becomes Your Greatest Strength in the Kingdom. Diane, Let's talk about you and your ministry. You know, introduce them with Meet Me at the Crossroads.
Thank you for having me. It's a blessing to be here, especially on my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
I'm grateful to God for that, but I'm also grateful for the ministry that he has called me to.
Yes.
At Meet Me at the Crossroads. I tell you that it was given to me to reach people that have their gifts and their talents that have been stolen by the enemy and distorted. Those that don't know how to use what God has put in them, he's called me to reach those people to let them know that God has need of them.
Amen.
And they are needed in the kingdom of God. Because God said the gifts and the strength, because he has an army already present on the earth.
Right.
But they don't know, and they're operating on the wrong side. So someone has to bring the good news to them. Someone has to bring the message of hope and to redirect them to know that God is the one that gave those gifts to you, and he has purpose for you to use it for his honor and his glory. So
Amen.
That is, in a nutshell, what Meet Me at the Crossroads is about. It's about empowerment and discovering who you are in the kingdom of God.
And we need that, because sometimes we think it's only for those who have, quote unquote, an office, a pastor, a deacon. And sometimes people don't understand we are the church. We do have an assignment. And we do have a say-so. I mean, if God can use a donkey, surely he can use his people. Now, that, I'm going to just calm myself down. But you,
your energy
is over here getting me all hype. Because there is a, it's necessary for the people of God to really stand up, especially now.
Yeah. When you mention about, it's not just about the pastors and the apostles, the fivefold ministry gift. That's so important, because to God, title is not of importance. It's what is in your heart and the work that you're doing, your love for him.
Right.
So people get caught up and think that, okay, you have to be in a church. The day and age that we're living in right now, most of the kingdom work is outside of the church.
Right.
The harvest is out here.
Mm.
We need to be out here reaching people that will never step foot into a church building.
Right. And people have said that, but now God has made a way for you to truly do that. Amen.
Absolutely.
You are now an author on your third book, but talk to us about your first two books before we get into the one that we're going to discuss.
Okay, well, the first one is how I got started. I had two young ladies approach me, and they wanted to do an anthology on the bonds and breaks of sisterhood. And I just said, okay, I like writing, so let me just get into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It happened kind of like by mistake, but we know it was divine.
Exactly.
Divinely planned by God, you know? And that kind of wet my feet into the business of writing books. And so after the first book, the Lord led me into a second book. Now, because of my relationships that I've been in, and finding Mr. Right and seeing, I worked in foster care, I worked in domestic violence shelters, and I've seen people struggling trying to find Mr. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I have a testimony to share and help people. So that book was entitled, Finding Mr. Right After Several Mr. Wrongs. And it goes into my personal relationships and what I had to go through in order to find Mr. Right. And the bottom line was I had to stop looking at things in worldly terms and saying, okay, I want somebody that has money, someone that can take me out, and someone that's fine. All those things are nice. But the main thing I started to see is the Lord said, you need someone that knows how to pray, someone that's connected to me, a man of peace. And these are the qualities that I began to search out more than anything.
Right.
And he said, seek me first, right? And then all these things shall be added. Seek him first and his kingdom. So I began to just throw myself into his word. And he began to guide me and give me the desires of his heart. And that's when he brought my husband into my life. I've been happily married for 15 years now, which is an awesome blessing. And then after losing my mom, that was a really tough pill to swallow. And I went through a period of depression and suicidal thoughts and fears and anxiety, and that is something that I knew everybody could relate to.
Right.
And so the Lord allowed me to put that into a book form to help people, to share, to let them know that they're not alone, that people can relate to their story, and to give them the spiritual tools to overcome every fear in their life when they totally rely on the strength of God.
The process of writing when your greatest weakness becomes your greatest strength in the kingdom, and that's a very valid statement, in the kingdom. What are you saying?
Yeah, for me, subtitle of that is overcoming your fears, because that's the main weapon that the enemy tried to use against me.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is he can get people so fearful that they don't step out into their calling that God has on their life. He has victory.
Right.
And so most people are not operating in the kingdom because of fear. So that was something that he wanted me to address in that book and tell people, it doesn't matter if you don't think you can do it. God is omnipotent. And when he is the one that's inside of you, the scripture says it's no longer I that live, but God living through me.
Mm-hmm.
When that becomes a reality to you and you're able to yield to the Holy Spirit, you're able to do everything, because with God, you can do all things.
Amen. And that's true. And I can give an example of that. Sometimes you're afraid to do something. I've found that sometimes in my most silent moments of being afraid, like, oh, Lord, I don't really want to do that. You can hear him speak to you in that still small voice and say, yes, you can. You can do it. Go ahead. I am with you.
That's right.
And so when you read the Bible, and like my favorite line is when Moses passed and then he told Joshua, go, as I was with Moses, I will also be with you. Now, that's a scripture that I hold to me when I'm afraid. Is there a scripture that you hold that when fear creeps up on you? Because, you know, we can say, don't be fearful, and the Bible says, fret not. But fear is very real.
Yes, I would say that the one in 2 Timothy, which means that goes, God has not given me the spirit of fear,
mm-hmm.
but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yeah.
And I often say that I can tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing by any means shall harm me.
Yes.
So those two scriptures give me a fire,
mm-hmm.
you know, and build me up. And I say, okay, I can do this, because mm-hmm. God has given me power and authority, sound mind, you know.
And the reward is that once you do it, you realize, what was you all afraid of, right? It's like you was
That's so true.
All afraid. Then when you do it, you was like, it wasn't even nothing for me to be all afraid of.
That is so true. First time that I spoke in front of people, my hands were soaking wet. Mm. And I actually felt heat, like I was going to pass out, because the enemy wanted to get me so fearful.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I went and spoke before the people, afterwards they came up to me and asked me, was this something that I did regular, because I look so at peace, and they didn't see the nervousness. So, you know, it's amazing how God does things, right?
Yes. And I've been a witness of you speaking, and you speak so well. And let the people know about your YouTube channel.
Oh, yes. The YouTube channel is also Meet Me at the Crossroads, and on Sundays, share the word of God as the Holy Spirit leads us. And so we're hoping to increase that channel with subscribers, that people that just want to hear the uncompromised truth of God's word that is relevant to today's issues. Because God has always given us fresh manna. You know, I've been in different, how do you say, secular church for over 27 years. And what I've noticed in the past is sometimes you get into places where you hear a stale word,
mm-hmm.
and where you can almost predict what's going to come out the minister's mouth because it's not fresh.
Wow.
And so what we need now is people that are in God's presence and getting a fresh word, daily bread, you know?
Yes.
Because God is speaking very much now in these last days.
Yes,
and those
is.
That have an ear to hear, he's given us instructions and strategies so that we can overcome the present evils in this world.
That is true. I watch the YouTube channel, and it is a fresh word each time. I'm like, don't I text you or call you and be like, girl?
Yes, you do.
Girl.
You do, my sister.
Girl.
And I really appreciate that encouragement.
Yeah, no, it's well deserved. And I'm telling people now, it's the return of the fire and brimstone preaching now.
Hallelujah.
It's no more time for the patty caking and the, you know, the prosperity
yes.
message. Right now, everybody need to line up with the word of God. We are in some
That's
really,
right.
really treacherous waters here. And nobody, mm-hmm. nobody is going to be able to survive without the Lord. And that is
That's
the
right.
bottom line. If you don't know Jesus, get to know him, because
yeah.
he came for such a time as this that we are able to endure. And prior mm-hmm. to us speaking, I said, you know, congratulations to you for even being able to write and publish a book in COVID. But you're a woman of God.
Yeah.
So this is part of your
Amen.
Fruit. This is part of your assignment in the midst of a pandemic. So
yeah.
that is just to let people know that God is alive and well, and he is in the midst of us.
Amen. The world has shut down, but God has
Come
not
on
shut
now.
Down.
That's right. Oof.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's
His
good.
His word is still alive and full of power, as you said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a discerner of the motives and the intents of the heart.
Right.
So now is not the time where anyone can fool God.
Yes.
You know.
Well, no one could.
A lot of people, they're getting over.
Right. Those days is gone. You're going to pay a penalty
yes.
for that. You're going to feel it a little more. People were doing things because they felt like, you know, either no one saw them, they didn't get caught, or they could endure the consequences.
Yeah.
At this time,
That's
I promise
right.
you, the consequences will be so severe that you will not be able to endure them unless you save. The word of God says
right.
you can endure that the people endure because they are saved. But if you're out
yeah.
there messing around thinking that, you know, oh, well, no one sees me. Nobody knows. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. You've been warned. It
won't
be good for you at this time.
That's right. What we're seeing now, the falling away.
Yes.
Some people that were once in are falling away and don't know that they shall receive even a greater judgment because they knew him.
Mm. Ooh, yes, ma'am. That is the truth. That
yes,
is the
indeed.
Word of God. And that
but
is
as you
true.
Said, this is the fire time.
Yeah,
you know,
fire
we're
burst
not coming
on.
With pacifiers.
Right. No more pacifiers, right.
That's
oh, God
fire.
Loves
That's
you.
Fire.
Yeah, no more God loves you. He do, but he has a wrath too. And that's something I always say on
Amen.
My radio show. I be like, I can't give you part of the message. My anointed and how God speaks to me, I'm going to give you the reward, but I will definitely let you know about the consequences. You know,
That's right.
I mean, it is New Testament and Old Testament. So there is, mm-hmm. the whole Bible started at the tree of good and evil. So let's not be naive
yeah.
that evil is
That's
not
right.
present. Even Paul said, when I want to do good, evil is mm. present. So
yes,
let's be mindful.
Lord. The war in these members, this flesh.
Yep. Let's be mindful. So, woman of God, tell us how we can get the book. Give us your social media, your website.
Absolutely. The book is available today.
Amen.
On my website at meatthexroad.com. There is a store page where it is super user friendly, and you can order directly from the site. If you click on Amazon, they will mail you the book directly from Amazon, or you can get it through my PayPal, which is at dmjred@yahoo.com, or cash at me at $MMATCE. So that's $MMATAC. For the Cash App, and I will send an autographed copy out to those people.
Wow. Okay. And tell them the website just one more time.
Yes. Meet me at thexroad.com. And my videos are on there also from the YouTube Sunday
mm-hmm.
services. On the blog page, you can look at the videos on my website also.
Okay. So everything is there at meet me
yes.
at thexroad.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, Diane Anderson, my sister from another mother, I appreciate
yes.
you always. like we say, once a key player, always a key player. And we love being your media partner, letting people know what's going on with you. And it is always a blessing to see the fruit.
Thank you so much. And I love you with the love of God. I love you as my sister in Christ. And I am so glad that He divinely connected us.
Me too. And happy birthday, and enjoy the rest of your
day. Thank you so much.
All right.
Amen. Have a blessed day.
You too.